Sometimes an organization relies on volunteers or collateral duties to perform a function that the organization realizes is rather significant in terms of the mission success or performance of the organization and decides to invest in a permanent hire to continue that function and make it an embedded part of the organization. But sometimes it doesn't work out so well because the organization culture, which may change as a result of the shift. So how should managers consider whether or not this move is a good idea? My name is Tom Galvin, and these are my reflections on management. Ordinarily, when we're talking about right-sizing organizations, we tend to think of sort of the inverse of the situation we talked about, where you had a permanent hire that was performing a function, but when the position has to be eliminated due to the sudden resource constraints or something like that, what happens is that not the function that a permanent hire is doing may not necessarily go away. It may still need to be done. Well, basically, it may be something that a stakeholder expects, or it may be something that other members of the organization depend upon. And the hasty removal of that position means it turns into some sort of a collateral duty or additional function that others in the organization have to go with. They basically have to continue to do their own duties and take on this additional responsibility. And it can get painful. But in this episode, I'm going to focus on a different, you know, story. And this is when an organization decides that a function that has been done as a collateral duty that perhaps either emerged out of necessity or changes in the environment that people were performing and decide that, okay, the organization is going to invest and say that this is going to be a permanent position. It's added to the organization structure. It's opened up for, as an action. And then somebody gets hired into the position. And that somebody takes over the function. And then something happens in terms of the character of that function. I'm going to sort of draw on two experiences, both of which are very, very similar in their story. There's a couple of subtle differences that I think might be important, but I don't want to generalize the sort of phenomenon on just these two cases. Okay. In both cases, you're talking about organizations which have a permanent membership, of course. They have hires who are performing the ordinary functions of the organization. Some function is one that in one case, it's a function that was basically shared within an organization and or within a unit of the organization. And it's just sort of ballooned in terms of the responsibilities and the demands placed on it, such that the decision was made to convert it into a permanent hire. So it was a little bit more of the collateral duty, but the collateral duty involved the coordination of volunteers and that the functions were shared between particular volunteers, a particular group of volunteers to try to, you know, provide the function while also coordinating the volunteers. Now, this is an example of a function that other like organizations, some of them have permanent hires in this position. It is not an unusual or really new or different type of a function. It's just that this particular organization didn't have the ability to do a permanent hire and therefore had to rely on volunteers for the performance of this particular function. The organization didn't necessarily have the ability until later on to invest in a permanent hire to do the coordination function. In another case, it was a function that was basically created within the organization as a complete new opportunity. It was sort of entrepreneurial. And there were several members of the organization who volunteered to include it within their duties to participate in this entrepreneurship, to do something different for the organization that was so successful that the organization itself decided that it was something that the organization should invest in, and therefore created a position to assume what was a lot of the heavy lifting, such as administration, logistics, information technology, some of the background functions necessary to make this work. And I won't say which worked out better than the other, because it's very complicated. But let me just sort of focus on the dynamics of what ultimately happened. Because in one case, the permanent hire that was done was from outside the organization and outside the sphere of volunteers. In the other case, it was one of the members of the group who was hired. But both situations seem to run into some of the same questions. Now, one of the things that I found was that sort of happened in both cases is that you had somewhat of an energy that these volunteers had, which it was sort of it was very exciting to be part of this, because each of the members were excited to contribute uniquely to the organization in such a way that was different, that was exciting, and that was making a unique contribution that they were very proud that the organization was recognizing the value added. And therefore was, you know, the demonstration of the investment was just a big win, at least for a while. Now, what happens when the permanent hire holds the position? What happens to the organization and what happens to this group of volunteers? Some of the things that I observe in these cases is sometimes there's a tendency to sort of walk away from somewhat of the ugly side of the function and just presume that now that the organization has invested, we don't have to do this anymore. This was a part of being the volunteer that I didn't like and it was necessary. But now we have this person, we could transfer all of this junk and just, you know, unload it. And then I can get back to sort of like the exciting part. Okay, so what that does is that it means that the permanent hire in both cases took on a very, very significant admin burden, because that was the nature, what I was referring to as kind of the ugly side. It was the bureaucracy, it was the resource management, it was all of the, you know, the communication. So in the case of the outside hire, there was a walking away from these activities. Certainly people offered to help, but it was such a desire to walk away from the activities that the volunteers didn't necessarily want to perform themselves that it overwhelmed the new hire a little bit, and it got a little bit of – the transition was a little bit clunky. As for the one that was hired from the inside, it was really more discovery learning, because the members of the group were such busy people working their normal duties with their collateral duties that not everybody was fully aware of what everybody else was doing. And so the discovery learning of shifting the responsibilities to the inside hire was actually a little bit more complicated than expected. And so in both cases, it got a little bit bumpy. You know, the permanent hire, which is supposed to take on one man year of work for a year, because that was how the position description was written, suddenly realizes that they're getting about two man years worth of work dumped on them. The volunteers are, the other volunteers may be a little bit more reticent to get involved in those sorts of things, because it's not their, you know, there's somebody with that responsibility formally. Another was the challenge of communication. And I will say that this was the external volunteer was a bit, probably a bit more of a challenged in this particular regard. Because of course, when you're talking about volunteers, not only do you see the energy coming out, there's a social bond that sort of forms. A very special social bond, because it's created by the members. And of course, the members are going to communicate a special way. There's a shared understanding of what motivates them to volunteer. And so then if the permanent hire doesn't necessarily understand those dynamics, it is possible that they will come in and the communication may not flow properly. So in part, the communication is, of course, it's a bureaucratic function. And the shift from, say, an informal shared understanding to something that perhaps is a bit more formalized all of a sudden, there's some risks that are added. There's going to be some miscommunication. The permanent hire may not have the time because all of a sudden they're overloaded with a lot of stuff that they didn't expect, perhaps. They may not get the word out as efficiently or as effectively as before. Even if they're part of the group, there may be all of these things that they suddenly become responsible for that they're not familiar with may overwhelm them. And then you have communication breakdowns. And one of the things I thought was interesting as a result of that is that what used to be perhaps smooth operations become a little bit clunky. Like there are greater mistakes made because of these communication hiccups. But the motivation to volunteer and the social bond among the volunteers might mean that even if these communication errors occur and activities that used to be run smoothly aren't run quite as smoothly, the volunteers are still going to put full energy in to make sure that nothing significant goes wrong. And so the activities to an outside observer may still seem to go very, very smoothly, despite any internal turmoil. And the volunteers are also going to be, my experience, extra polite. They are still so invested in this special function that, again, the organization is investing in as sort of a reward for the success of this function. The volunteers will be polite. They are not going to want to make things all of a sudden a problem. They're going to want the permanent hire to succeed, or if they really aren't happy with the permanent hire's activities or leadership, they're going to not make a big public deal of it. They may instead withdraw among their circles. They may exercise the pre-existing strong bond and talk among themselves, complain among themselves, which may put the permanent hire eventually into a bad position if this becomes a persistent cycle and the rumblings and mumblings among the volunteers, could basically build a divide between themselves and the permanent hire if the hire doesn't reach out or if somebody's not working to try to resolve this simmering tension. In the worst case, it may cause some of the volunteers to slowly walk out. You hope that they do so in ways that don't shame the permanent hire or shame the other volunteers. But the feelings might get a little bit hurt. Feelings could also be hurt just based on which person was the choice for the permanent hire. So when the position is first announced, one can assume that volunteers are going to go ahead and apply for it. An interesting situation occurred, which I've seen multiple times. In this case, where by the time that the human resource process comes in and does its work to create the description, a lot of the volunteers don't qualify. And there's a very interesting, almost insulting, if I could put it that way. I mean, when you create a position that's going to do what was working so well by a group of volunteers, and then you essentially create the position such that a volunteer doesn't qualify, that sends a very odd message to the volunteers, such that we want you, but we want you for free. We don't want you as a permanent. That can also kind of cast a little bit of a shadow over who eventually gets chosen, especially if it's from somebody outside of the group or somebody coming from far outside of the group who walks into the organizational context and doesn't have a full firm grasp of what they just signed up for. Because it's a natural challenge just in general, when you're basically the first holder of a position, and there's already just naturally all sorts of discovery learning that comes with that, of trying to define that position. Because I've done that multiple times. The first time was just downright scary, because you don't know what's considered to be acceptable. The expectations are evolving. And then, you know, just to add this specter of having, of basically becoming the first of a position that was previously being performed by volunteers with this social bond, can definitely put somebody on the defensive. There's obviously a lot of cautions. And I don't think this is something where you can really cut corners. It winds up being an opportunity when you find you have the resources available, but the personal dynamic of it is kind of critical. And the person who's being chosen, whether it's from within the group or from an outside, has got to be set up for success. And this involves a lot of communication. This involves understanding of where does this new position fit in relation to, or as different from, the volunteer structures that it is replacing, so that the organization doesn't accidentally or unintentionally affect the energy and the excitement and the social bonds that the volunteers provide. Because there's no question, we need volunteers. Doesn't matter whether it's true volunteers from outside the organization or folks who are willing to take on additional duties, take chances, take risks in order to further the organization and improve it in some way. We should always strive hard to make it easier and not harder to foster that spirit. This is definitely a topic that's worth researching, because I don't know that there's been a lot of research done, the impacts of this type of a hiring action. But I would say that for the organization and for the hiring authority, it's certainly important to have a very, very fair and transparent hiring practice in order to ensure that the person who is ultimately hired, you know, it's more than just being the right person. It also has to be one who is prepared to handle the dynamics of this transition of the function from a pure volunteer to a more formal arrangement. And that the, especially if it's from the outside, if you find yourself taking a position that was previously performed by volunteers, one of the things that's, I think, is really critical is to recognize the social bond and to ensure that the first people that you connect with before anybody else is those group of volunteers. So you would definitely want to reach out to them. You want them on your side, and you want to avoid them becoming a barrier to your performance. Be mindful of their needs and recognize that the fact that you were hired is because of them. And as long as you remember that, you know, your chances of success are going to be far greater. And that's all for now. The views expressed are my own and do not necessarily reflect those of the United States Army War College, the United States Army, or the Department of Defense. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.